Some surfers from Musenberg in Cape Town will, of course, be departing today, as we understand, on a journey to the All Africa Surf Tour event in Cote d'Ivoire. And, yeah, as we mentioned, in just a few hours from now, joining us on the line to tell us more is the technical director at the African Surfing Confederation and, of course, works for the African Surfing Alliance Surf Club in Musenberg, Colin Fitch. Colin, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, good morning to you and good morning to the listeners. Yeah, thank you very much.
It's an absolute pleasure. Tell us a bit more about the All Africa Surf Tour event and the representatives from Cape Town.
Yeah, we started off with the Surf Tour last year throughout Africa. We did Liberia and then we did Senegal at the end of the year. So, and then this year we're kicking off with the first of the 5 Surf Tour events in Cote d'Ivoire. And so we have then got 2 young surfers that we're taking with this year. Last year it was Africa's number 2, Paul Sampson, from Musenberg. We took him along. He went off and he surfed firstly in the International Challenger Series. So he was jetting around to California and to these places, to Belito. And so we managed to now get him onto the Africa Surf Tour last year, where he finished overall 2nd on the tour. So he's number 2 in Africa. Then the other surfer we're taking with for the first time he's ever left the country, is a guy called Jean Morris. So he's going to be coming with us this year with his manager to Ivory Coast.
Yeah. Surfing is a sport that, you know, for a long time has been viewed as a sport for the privileged, a sport for those that have access. And we've seen, at least over the last number of years, how the sport has developed across, you know, various communities across Cape Town and across the country. How satisfying is it to see the progress that has been made within the sport and to now see, you know, some of our own represented and of course, part of this particular tour?
Yeah, it's a great sport for youngsters to get involved in. You don't have, there's no gate fees, there's no entry fees. If you've got a surfboard, you can go surfing. So a lot of youngsters are finding it as a way to get into the ocean, enjoy their time, meet good friends. And, yeah, in our previously disadvantaged communities and that, is we're finding a hell of a lot of surfers coming out of those areas. And it's so difficult to get them the opportunity to go, to expand beyond the borders of South Africa. So we at the Africa Surf Alliance, we formed our club last year with the sole purpose of giving youngsters, you know, from ages of 16 and above, the opportunity to experience events like that, especially around Africa, you know, and our motto is Make Me Big in Africa. So this is what we're trying to do. We're going it alone at the moment. We've had some really great dialogues with local government here who've expressed a support for us. So, but at this stage, they really, you know, it's a GoFundMe or a backer buddy project that we get involved with to help these kids travel around Africa.
Yeah. How can people get involved and get engaged and assist, these surfers to be able to not only, you know, embark on these sorts of travels and tours, etc., but also, you know, help and develop and grow the sport?
Yeah, anybody wanting to get involved and can help, you know, if they generally go into either my Instagram, which is Colin Fitch Photography, they can go on there and get hold of me and I'll give them the details. Or they can go to either the African's Surf Lounge website or the African Surfing Alliance Instagram page, and they can look me up, It's a very unique name, my name. So, yeah, if anybody wants to help and can help, you know, it's great. You know, I tell you what, it's not easy traveling in Africa. You know, some of the times, you know, like I have done to Senegal at the end of last year, it's two or three stops before you actually get to your destination. Luckily, this one's only one stop to thing, but we get like in 3 o'clock tomorrow morning, we get into Cote d'Ivoire. So, but we're looking forward to it. You know, it's that very much of a Hawaiian beach type look. Mm. You've got big palm trees on the beach, crystal blue water and white sand. So I think it's going to, and the organizers, the Cote d'Ivoire Surfing Federation, have put a lot of effort into this event.
Mm.
So yeah, it's going to be good, and you know, we definitely send as much media out there as possible, letting the people know how we're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's certainly important and perhaps an opportunity for our listeners as well to follow the journey, of course. For those, Colin, that are perhaps listening to us right now, who perhaps have a fear of the ocean, or parents in particular have a fear of the ocean, and perhaps, you know, are hesitant to have the kids get involved with surfing, what would be your message to them?
For sure, get involved. You know, when Paul Sampson started surfing at the tender age of 6, he didn't, you know, he couldn't swim at all. It was his brother who enticed him into the water and got him surfing. And, you know, from where he is now, you know, with global recognition, and, you know, he's the most lovable guy on the world tour. You know, the guys in America that did a whole article on him, you know, coming from a disadvantaged background, having, you know, slept on the streets, being a real street child, you know, it just shows you that, you know, you have the power to lift your own life up. And he's done it through the sea, you know, and his involvement with surfing. And Paul runs regular courses down at Muizenberg. He's linked to a surf shop there called the Lifestyle Surf Shop. So anybody who wants to find out more or would like to start surfing, definitely go and look him up at the Lifestyle Surf Shop in Muizenberg, and, you know, book a lesson, and Paul will take you out. He loves giving lessons to, especially to the young kids.
Mm. Colin, to you and the rest of your touring party, we wish you, of course, everything of the best and safe travels. And we hope, of course, that this particular tour is a success, and that, you know, that we see the impact of the growth of the sport across the Western Cape in particular going forward. For now, though, once again, thank you so much for your time and safe travels.
Yeah, thank you very much. And as I say, thank you very much for contacting us. We really, really appreciate it. And we'll give you feedback when we get back from Cote d'Ivoire.
We look forward to it. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.